Cat and Mouse by Biagro, read by Twasadark. Fandom Harry Potter, pairing Harry Draco, rating G, number 3 in the Catboy Draco arc. Without preamble, Harry reached up and waved his hand over the top of Malfoy's head. Before the Slytherin could anticipate what he was up to, Harry's hand encountered a velvety cat ear. Instinctively, the Gryffindor scratched behind it. Draco's reaction was instantaneous and apparently completely involuntary. His back arched and he tilted his head to allow Harry better access. Harry, shocked at the sudden change in the blonde, stopped scratching. Malfoy's eyes popped open and he scowled. For a second, Harry wasn't sure if he was mad because Harry'd scratched his ear or because he'd stopped. "What do you think you're doing, Potter?" the Slytherin snarled, stepping back and crossing his arms defensively. "I wondered if you were still a cat boy." "Apparently so," the Gryffindor replied easily. Malfoy glared at him. "What of it?" The dark-haired boy tilted his head inquisitively. "Tell me, was Madame Pomfrey unable to get rid of the ears? Or did she fix them and you have them back because you've been practicing your animagus form again?" The Slytherin narrowed his eyes but refused to answer. "Please," Harry said softly, "I promise I'm not asking out of spite or meanness. I truly want to know." "Why?" Harry fidgeted with his jumper, suddenly very aware of how close he was standing to Malfoy and what he was contemplating. I might be able to help." End. Continued in number 4 of the Catboy Draco arc.